A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.
Antonio has been working with me for a little over a year now. And I must admit that I myself am very proud of my growth. And so I take that into my life every day now. So when I do things, I make sure that I make sure my intentions and my motives are correct. I don't want to do anything that has a negative impact on me and my family. I reached out to Antonio due to me having a child and knowing that the lifestyle that I was living and how I was living was not what I wanted anymore. I wanted better for myself, therefore wanting better for my son. So I'm extremely thankful to Antonio for everything that he has done. My personal life would definitely be a lot worse than it is now. You know, it just, me growing as a person has allowed for other aspects of my life to grow as well. I am still growing and I'm still learning, and I'm thankful for Antonio for putting up with me for this past year and just having patience with me in regards to that. So I've definitely grown a lot thanks to his teachings as well as the teachings of Tempest, you know, so I definitely dedicate my growth to both Tempest and Antonio.
It's a lot of people here. Those kind of introductions are really, really hard, because then I got to come after that. Then I got to come after Doctor there. So, yeah. So, basically, he said you got to write a paper or something. So, I'm going to give you eight things that you should probably write down. First, let me qualify myself. Anybody know what CPS is? Child protection. Outstanding. So, I spent from 6 years old to 18 in CPS custody. Now, I'm actually one of the lucky ones, because I got adopted out when I was 14. That never happens, ever, ever, ever happens. Matter of fact, I'm the only person I've ever known to get adopted at 14. So I thank God for those people. I'm very, very grateful for those people who did adopt me, because that was awesome, because I certainly wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I went through a lot of stuff, but then I've learned how to be successful. And so me and Mr. Bernard, we were texting. He was like, listen, I want you to do the same thing you did, but, and I was like, well, let's focus on the but. And so he said, well, I want you to teach my students how to be successful and then how to stick with a goal regardless of what happens. So we're going to split this into two. We're going to talk about how to be successful, and then we're going to talk about follow through. Okay. All right, so number one, the first thing, and matter of fact, I'm going to repeat many of the things that was just said, because there's one truth. You live in a time of relativism, but the truth is there is one objective truth. What works, works. So you can put a different name on it. You can call it religion. You can call it science, whatever you want to call it. Truth is truth. And basically everything he said, success is a mindset, right? That's number one. You should probably write that down for your paper, right? Success is a mindset. You have to absolutely change your mindset if you're going to be successful. So, piggybacking off of his presentation, so a town of 13,000 people. I grew up in Galveston, Texas. At the time, it was like 80,000 people. However, I spent most of my time homeless because I had a attitude problem. I know you can't tell I have on a black suit, but if you take the suit off, you'll find a few tattoos and an attitude problem that's still back there somewhere, right? I had a major attitude problem, and I didn't want to stay in any foster homes or temporary homes because that just bothered me. And I didn't like people telling me what to do. So it's very similar to growing up in a town of 13,000 people or growing up in a town to where there's no middle class. There's just low income and people who retire at high income and tourists become your middle class. All I knew was drugs. Matter of fact, I was born in 1981. And so 1986, crack cocaine came through. And if you know anything about BET or MTV, right, you guys are young enough to know about all that stuff, right? Popping mollies and all that stuff. Don't do that. Go to school. But however, it was easier to get crack cocaine than it was to get a bottle of water. That's all I knew. And so have you ever woke up one morning and it was raining and it altered your entire mood? Right. Or you got a text message from somebody and that altered your entire mood. Or you were happy and somebody walked in the room and that altered your entire mood. Right. You see how that works. So what happens when you wake up in the morning and it's raining and you never get in your car or get in a car and drive 50 miles down the road to see it's not raining? Because those people at a different side of the road, a different on the other side of the storm, they have a whole different mentality than you have. Your external circumstances, all right, have the ability to affect you internally. So imagine yourself as a ship. You are a vessel. And here's the deal that you need to do with vessels. Ships are just fine until what's on the outside of the boat gets on the inside of the boat. You can't sink with the water on the outside of. So your mindset must change. It has to change now. If all you think is all I know is drugs, my daddy was an alcoholic, I'm going to be an alcoholic. Well, nobody in my family ever went to college. Certainly, I'm not going to go to college. Or get even more personal, somebody, well, maybe your uncle, your mother, your cousin, whoever it is, you act just like your daddy. And all of a sudden, you start letting what other people put on you become your own thoughts about you. And the moment you let your thoughts become their negative expectations, then you will never be anything but what you think you will be. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're absolutely correct. So the first thing you got to do, if you want to be successful, is you have to change your mindset. Everybody follow that? Okay, you have to change your mindset. So if you feel bad because you're at a community college, then your mindset is completely wrong. You should feel awesome that you're at a community college because you're here. Because 4 years, 2 years are going to pass whether you are doing the right thing, drinking or smoking. They're going to pass whether you want them to or not. You might as well be doing the right thing. You might as well be doing the right thing. And if you show up enough, if you show up every single day for the next 2 years, you're going to fool around and accidentally show up to graduation day. Except for it's going to be accidentally on purpose, right? You must change your mindset. It's important. Without you doing it, you need to know that you got to change your mindset because whatever you choose to hang around, that's what you'll be, right? So that's actually number two. Success is also an association. Whatever you choose, you see how I'm stressing that? If I was texting you, I would have like choose in all caps and you'll be able to understand it. I'm stressing. I thank you. Thank you for helping me. I sure appreciate you, right? She's helping me back there. I have choose in all caps. Whatever you choose, you are not your environment. You could grow up in a town of 13,000 people. You can grow up in a trash can. You can grow up around drugs and you don't have to be what you're around. But what you choose to be around is exactly what you will be. So if all your friends are negative nannies, if all of them are, you know, rather get you drunk instead of help you with your homework, then that's exactly what you're going to be. Matter of fact, I would guarantee that most of you are here in college, not just because it was right down the street, but somebody you know. Matter of fact, by show of hands, who in here, somebody you know went into school and you said, you know what, I can do that too. Right? Okay, right? So here's what happens. And now that you're here, somebody's looking to you going, you know what? I can do that too. And you're creating a new cycle, not a cycle of people trying to go to the club and have on the brand new shoes and whatever that is, right? You're creating a cycle of people and association. Basically, winning has a pathology. Winners hang with winners. They do winter things. They buy winter things. They spend their money like winners. They read winter books. Matter of fact, I don't know anybody that's a winner or even happy or wealthy in whatever respect that doesn't read books. I can guarantee you, if you're not reading a book, you're on your way to poverty. I promise you. I stake my salary on that. If you're not reading the book, you're on your way to poverty very, very fast. Winning has a pathology. But just like winning has a pathology, so does losing. Losers, they talk about losing. They talk about losing money. They do loser things. They do not read. Matter of fact, a loser would tell you something like, "Well, reading is stupid. The only thing I read is the side of my cereal box." And here's the deal. I used to say stuff like that, right? My mindset was so terrible. I thought it was cool to brag about how much I'm too cool not to read. That's crazy. But everybody has the ability to either be a winner, either be a loser. You get to choose. But most of us are sitting and living our lives on autopilot. So we're either letting life come at us or we're just trying to ease on by. You must change your mindset. And at the same time, you have to make sure that winning is an association. If you want to be successful, winning is an association. You got it? If you choose to hang around losers, that's what you will be. Now, I'm not trying to be offensive or call anybody a loser, but at the same time, if all you do is hang around people, y'all got somebody, they call you on your phone and you go, "Whoo, I can't stand to talk to her. She's so negative." Is that anybody? Am I the only one to know negative people? Okay, thank you very much, right? But some people, you hang around, and the moment they call you, you get excited. Like, as soon as you see their name flash across the screen, not just your boo, right? Not just your boo, right? The people you actually like, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? You go, "Man, I can't, man, what's up, man? I'm glad you called." Because here's the deal. Some people make you feel good. Other people make you feel bad. Now, how can I be your great connection that's going to get you into the job you want if every time I see you, I'm seeing you on the worst day of your life? Because some people that have you in a salty mood, so all they do is when I see you, since you're always hanging around negativity, I'm only seeing you in a negative mood. Does that make sense? I can't hook you up. I can't give you that breakthrough you need. I can't say, you know, there's something about you if you don't show me that there's something about you. At some point, you have to recognize that if you're going to be successful, your mind has to change. Your association has to change. All these things about you have to change. And here's the deal. Third one. In life, you don't get what you want. You get who you are. That hurt. In fact, that's going to hurt some feelings. And I don't mean to hurt your feelings. But here's the deal. A lot of us want to lose weight, right? I've been trying to lose weight. You know, I even switched to vegetarian so I could lose weight. The truth, I like how I look. I like how my suits fit me, and then my wife likes how I look. So I'm really not going to lose any weight, right? Because I don't want to. Just because I want it doesn't mean that I'm doing the necessary things to get the result that I want. In life, you don't get what you want. You get who you are. If all you do is bring people down, be negative, talk negative, make sure people are hurting, then guess what you're going to get? Everybody's not going to like you. So you're going to be, "Well, they always hating on me." No, that's because you're always hating on them. Does that make sense? Okay, so everything basically is a seed. So there's this wonderful thing inside the world called the principle of multiplication. Basically, every single thing that you're doing in your life right now, you're planting a seed. Okay, so if I put this orange seed into the ground, I'm not going to get back an orange. I'm going to get back an orange tree. Does that make sense? I plant one seed and the ground yields me back thousands of seeds from the one thing I planted. Okay, follow me here because this is going to change your entire life. Here's how it works. Whatever you plant is what you're going to get back. I can't plant an orange and decide I want back a banana. That just doesn't work like that, right? I can't plant something and say, "Well, I don't want that. I want what I want to plant. I don't want that." You know, you can't do that. Whatever you plant is what you'll get back, but in great multiplication. So here's the deal. You're living your life in the midst of your harvest, and it's only what you've already planted. So if you don't like what your situation is now. It's not that everybody's picking on you. You planted what you don't like. And here's the wonderful, good, spectacular news about it. Whatever your harvest is, you can change it by planting what you want. You want a PhD? Start planting things of that, of someone who earns a PhD. You want to be a lawyer? Stop smoking weed. Right? I know I hit some of you right at the heart. I'm so sorry. If you want to be a lawyer, right, you have to do lawyer things. You have to become the lawyer right now. Before you ever get it, before you ever become it, before you ever take the bar, you must become the lawyer right now. Who wants to be a businessman or a woman in the room? Okay, stand up, Ricka. I show look at it. Doesn't he look like a businessman? Right? I remember when I saw him, look at him. Come on, look at him. Doesn't he look like a businessman? All right? You're on your way, sir. Y'all clap for him. He's on his way, right? But he can't be a businessman, right, with tattoos on his face right here or his pants way down. It can't happen. Whatever you want to be, become it now. You can't wait. Let me say it this way. You can't wait for the rain to come and then start tilling your field. You have to know that your field, even when it's dry, is ready for the rain. And what do? Start tilling your field now. Plant some seeds. So when the rain comes, you get the harvest. Does that make sense? Here's the deal, though. So don't complain about your life when you're the one planting the seeds. But remember that association I said that was number two? You can actually allow people close enough to you to plant what you don't want in your good garden. And you'll start going to jail for these things, jail for these people. You don't want to do that. That's not how to be successful. Got it? So in three steps, success, simply, it's a mindset, it's association, and success is about getting who you are, not what you want. Make sense? I heard a lot of nurses. Well, doctor said before us, start going out, and then Mr. Bernard said community projects, right? Career projects, right? Basically, they're both saying the same thing. Start nursing now before you get those qualifications. Because how can your mentor carry you down the road of success when you won't even get out your bed? So that's basically how you be successful in three steps, right? That's what you have to do. Change your mind. Change your association. Change who you are. Got it? All right. Here's more good news and then also bad news at the same time. I'm sorry. Success without follow-through is only limited. That's number four. Success without follow-through is only limited. No matter what you're trying to do, if you're not following through, it will only be limited success. If you don't follow through, you'll settle on $23,000 a year when the potential inside of you could have had you $223,000 a year. You'll settle at an associate's degree when inside of you is a PhD. You'll settle working for somebody when you've been dreaming about starting your own business since you were 17 years old. You have to follow through, because in your follow through is where all your success will be. My freshman year in college, I graduated my master's December 12th. My freshman year in college, this lady, she said,